We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome back to another episode of Talking Halos. I'm your host today, Jared Timms, and I am joined alongside my guest, Nate. I can't do it anymore. No hitter. I'm sorry, I can't do it. Come on, man. How awesome was that? That's pretty
sweet. That was so cool.
Oh, so unbelievable, man. Just pure dominance throughout the night. I mean, honestly, just from pitch one, and not only was it pure dominance tonight, but pure dominance. I mean, throughout the entire game, offensively,
defensively, everything.
And
base running wise.
The most enjoyable thing about this was that the Angels don't have their best team out there right now. We talked about this. Like, this team is, I mean, on paper, you look at it, this is not a good team. This is a team that last year, the year before that, it's like, uh-oh, like, this team's not going to the playoffs. And for some strange reason, this team is different and this team is special. And they're just...
They're pitching.
They're doing pitching.
That's the biggest thing is they're pitching. Like,
that's why we have to hop on this podcast.
I mean, Noah Syndergaard has been unbelievable. He has been what the Angels needed. And I think having a guy like Syndergaard to help these young kids has been really, really important. So, yeah. And like we mentioned, Sandoval has been great this year. Ohtani has been great on the mound. And we'll talk about Detmers tonight, which was unbelievable. Like, this is what you expected when you drafted him in the first round. First left-handed pitcher in that draft. And, you know, this is what you expect. This is exactly who you wanted to get.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. I mean, he looked spectacular. Again, we'll break down what we saw from him in a few minutes. I just want to start off with just how electric was this game. I don't want to give a recap totally of this game because we're going to do that tomorrow with our preview and recap of the series here. But I mean, we have to get on. We do have to talk about a little bit into this game. I mean, Mike Trout, 2-home run game. Anthony Rendon hit a home run left-handed against
Phillips. And I think that's the best thing of the day. Like, I mean, Detmerson, no hitter, but offensively the best thing of the entire game, like, yeah, Trout hit 2 home runs, but Anthony Rendon going up there left-handed and hitting a bomb, that'll be something that Angel fans won't forget for a while. Nope. And I know Angel fans have been throwing Rendon under the bus, but like, they're not going to forget Anthony Rendon going up there left-handed against Brett Phillips and one into the freaking right field bleachers.
I get it. I do. I totally get it that Brett Phillips is throwing 50 miles an hour, but to generate that much power from the opposite side of what you normally hit is damn impressive. Like, that it was unbelievable what he did there. The offense, we talked about, the offense is clicking. Everything is working right now. And this team has 7 players on the IL right now. Like, 7 guys who are everyday guys in a sense. No David Fletcher. No Matt Duffy. I mean, Kurt Suzuki's on the IL.
Take him off the list.
On the opening day roster, Wallach, so I'm going to say
Chad Wallach just made the roster.
I know.
Chad Wallach is now on the Angels full-time. Kurt Suzuki is now cut.
I know. But you have to bring it up there. He was the opening day. He was on the opening day roster. Max Stassi's on the IL. Who else? I mean, Jose Suarez is down in AAA. Joe Adell's down in AAA. You know, like, this team isn't the same team as what they started off with. Chad Wallach is playing. Austin Romine got called up. You look at the bullpen. Jimmy Hergett, we were talking about cutting Jimmy Hergett at the beginning of the season. We were like, this guy probably shouldn't be in it, and this guy is throwing fantastically. The back of the bullpen's doing their thing.
Berea's been outstanding. I cannot talk about him enough. I mean, he's been exactly what that bullpen has needed when the starters go four innings, Berea been able to go two, three innings out of the pen and not give up runs, like keep the Angels in games. Like the Angels won a game because Berea threw two scoreless innings. Like it has been outstanding to see the way these guys have pitched this year. This is what we've been asking for a long time is can the Angels pitch? And I mean, we're looking at it, what, we're May 10th right now, May 11th, and the Angels have continued to pitch. And, you know, that's why we're on here tonight, because of how they pitched.
Yep. And again, we'll shortly get to this Reed Detmers no-hitter again. Congratulations to Reed Detmers and family. I got to throw it out there, too. I mean, watched every one of his minor league starts. Knew this guy had it in him. Knew what the Angels were getting in this guy, in a sense. Whatever you wanted to throw the comp on, if it's Barry Zito, if it's Rich Hill. I know you had some interesting comps there for Reed Detmers. A young Clayton Kershaw. And tonight he absolutely showed that he is worth every bit of what the Angels have done there, and to not give up. Again, the complete team effort with what the Angels did tonight. It was fantastic. Again, I'm going to get to Reed Detmers here shortly. One other thing that I noticed with this team that I thought was unbelievable, and I'm sure it would have happened no matter what, but during Reed Detmers' press conference, after Eric Weston, they were all there. Not one of them left the dugout, which is unbelievable to me. Like, again, like, and that's when I said it. I was like, man, this team is – there is something going on here. This team is special. Joe Maddon has something working, and it's something that we haven't seen in a while. Really, we have not seen this in a long, long time, and it's really fun to see. So, ready to get on to a little Reed Detmers talk?
Yeah, let's do it.
They do something tonight. So
he did. Oh, he did, man. Something.
Reed Detmers was un-freaking believable. Again, had – everything working again through the no-hitter. Funny thing that we pointed out right away, fastball velo is down a little bit.
Barely.
A mile an hour, though. That's kind of noticeable in a sense. The big thing for me with Reed Detmers tonight was he threw 24 changeups. That's 22% of the pitches that he threw tonight were changeups. Not to mention the curveball was absolutely unreal. It was fastball, drop in. It was Clayton Kershaw, like, honestly, like, that's what it looked like in there. It was I'm trying to think of another good left-handed match, Max Fried, like, it was unbelievable. I expect him to be on Pitching Ninja's top pitches list, because he broke off some of those curveballs and they were unhittable. They had the Rays, who, I mean, we've talked about it before.
The Rays get no hit a lot too, which is funny.
Very interesting. I wonder if they over-analyticize that.
Or analyze?
Yeah, well, I was going to say analyticize. Because they analyze analytics eyes. Get it? Yeah,
sure.
Well, okay. Regardless of that, I know I can't speak. I get it. I know. regardless of that, I mean, again, fantastic performance by Reed Detmers selling up the no-hitter. Clayton Kershaw-like curveball. Had the Clayton Kershaw-like changeup. It wasn't thrown as hard as Clayton Kershaw as a kid, but still very Clayton Kershaw-like, correct?
Yeah. Only two strikeouts, really, really impressive. Vasquez made some good plays defensively. The outfield played great. The only play that you could talk about not being made was the Walsh play. I mean, other than that, like, the Angels played very good defense. I thought Chad Wallach called a really, really good game.
For the first time catching Reed Detmers probably since spring training.
Yep.
Damn good.
I thought he did a really good job. I noticed him checking the scouting report on each guy right before, like, every pitch he was calling, it looked like. And he just did a really good job of calling a game. And, I mean, it's something that you and I have talked about a lot. Detmers can't throw fastball, curveball every single pitch. Like, it can't just be fastball, curveball. He's got to mix in the changeup. He's got to mix in the slider here and there and not just sit on two pitches. And I think that's something you saw tonight is he was able to use – you know, three pitches and then the fourth pitch, the slider, just to keep them honest. Like, hey, I got something else. You know, you can't just sit fastball. You just can't sit slider. You can't sit changeup, whatever. Mm-hmm. And obviously, you know, I'm going to talk about it. The pitch count. Pitch count was outstanding. I mean, he was able to do it on 108 pitches, I think it was. Maybe 111 pitches. But this is something that we haven't seen from Angel pitchers a lot lately, especially the young ones. The young ones have been, you know, 95 pitches deep in the fifth inning, and for him to be, you know, 93 pitches going into the ninth inning, like, that's an excellent start from him just without even talking about the no-hitter. So I think he grew up a lot tonight, which was, or last night, I think that was a big start for him. This could really catapult him the rest of the season and really find him in a groove, kind of like Sandoval last year, where he was kind of pitching good. He threw the almost no hitter in Minnesota, and all of a sudden he took off and was lights out the rest of the year. So I think this is a big start for the Reed Detmers.
A career-defining start, too. You know, you mentioned about getting going. This is a great start to get somebody going for sure. I mean, you throw a no-hitter. But this is something that, you know, really kicks somebody's career into play. You know, we've known he has this. We know what he has. We just haven't seen quite that development at the major league level yet. And I really think this is going to be that, like, exactly what you mentioned. This is the turning point for Reed Detmers. And I think that, you know, we're going to see a lot more stuff from him to come. Do I dare say that, you know, I did say that he was going to win Rookie of the Year.
You did say it. I did.
I don't know if it's going to happen or not. I know a lot of rookies aren't playing as well, but this is a nice resume builder for him in Rookie of the Year. It is for sure. Another thing, again, off the Detmers start here, again, through the no-hitter tonight, only 10 swings and misses. Only 10 swings and misses. Yep. So let's get on to ranking this no-hitter. It's kind of interesting. How do you rank something like this when you think about it? You know, he didn't have a lot of strikeouts. You mentioned he only had the 2 strikeouts. He allowed 1 walk, which is fantastic. A lot of base runners. Not a lot of base runners, sorry. A lot of balls in play.
A lot of balls in play.
So it wasn't – I wouldn't say it was.
It wasn't a dominant
no hitter. Like you see, like a Max Scherzer.
Like the Randy Johnson, Max Scherzer, where they're striking out 16, 17, 18 exactly. guys. Yeah, yeah.
It wasn't that dominant type. It was not, wouldn't call it lucky. But when you're getting that many balls put in play, for the chances for none of those balls to be, you know, a hit is pretty damn impressive as well, because, you know, your chances.
A lot of soft contact.
Yeah.
3 or 4 balls hit hard all day. The hardest ball hit was a Ray, which is kind of funny. The Angels hit, 5 home runs on the night, and the hardest baseball hit all night was from a Ray. So that was interesting. But, you know, Detmers went out there, and I think he really lived in the moment, too. Like, the moment didn't get too big for him. He really just kind of stayed with himself. And I mean, even when you heard him talk at the end of the game, it was kind of like, yeah, I think once I finished the 6th, I thought something special could be happening. But like, he was the same guy from the first inning all the way to the 9th inning.
Yes, absolutely. And you look at it here, you mentioned the exit velos, Yandy Diaz went 109.9. That was the hardest hit ball of the game, had a 420. Batting average. Beyond that, Harold Ramirez hit 105. That was a 650 expected batting average. Flew out. Wander Franco had a ball hit 101.5 miles an hour. It had a 190 expected batting average. That was a ground out. And then Franco again grounded out, had a 450 expected batting average. But you look at it, 20 of the 20 hardest hit balls tonight, only 4 of them were from the Rays.
16 were Angels.
I mean, you look at, I think 5 of them were against Brett Phillips.
I was going to say 5 of them were in the 8th inning.
I don't know if that's fair to use that, but, you know.
We're not the only team to see Brett Phillips this year.
No.
And we won't be the only team to see Brett Phillips this year. Like, the Rays like to use him because they use so many bullpen arms in close games. They could go through 6-7 bullpen arms, so they don't have a problem using a position player in games like this. And, you know, I already got a text message from somebody saying, wow, Rendon going up there left-handed, what do you think of that? Because I'm the unwritten rules guy. But, you know, the unwritten rules go out the window when you use a position player. So more power to you, Anthony Rendon. And I think it really could help his swing right-handed as well, like kind of get him going from a right-handed standpoint. So I thought there was so many really, really good things tonight, really big storylines. Trout hitting the 2 home runs, Marsh kind of getting going again, Rendon hitting the home run. But obviously we're going to talk about Reed Detmers and what he did, and, you know, just outstanding freaking night from him. He pitched his butt off, and this is what we've been looking for. I mean, we loved to watch him in Double A last year, where he would go 7 innings, 13 Ks, 7 innings, 14 Ks, 2 hits, 1 hit. And you're like, man, this guy's ready. And then we get him up here and it's like, maybe he's not ready. And I think we saw tonight that, like, if he can continue to throw you know, three pitches for strikes and use that fourth pitch to just keep him honest. Like, he's going to be a tough pitcher. You know, he could really help this Angel team get into the playoffs, and that's something that the Angels are going to need. They can't rely on Noah Syndergaard and Shohei Ohtani and Patrick Sandoval to keep this team alive pitching-wise. So Detmers is going to have to step up, and I think this is a big, big night for him to show that he can be a part of a playoff rotation.
Absolutely. Reed Detmers coming out party for sure tonight. I mean, he showed the league what he was. He showed the league why he was a first-round pick, showed him why he was a top 10 pick overall. Just a fantastic night all the way around for the Angels, and as they will be going for the sweep, depending on when you listen to this tomorrow or, you know, today, against the Rays team. That's, again, damn good Rays team.
They're a really good team. Yeah, this is a big source.
Yeah, to no hit the Rays. That's freaking unbelievable. It's a no hitter in general, but I mean the Rays who are very.
I think they lead Major League Baseball in most times being no hit, and they're one of the newer franchises.
Them and the Mariners.
It's unbelievable. You look up and it's like, oh, who got no hit? The Rays. Oh, okay. The Rays are a tough team to beat, but they are no hittable.
That's how you beat the Rays, right? Just constantly.
Yeah, you just throw no hitters.
So fantastic. Again, the Angels off to one of their hottest starts, and I'm going to start saying it now, probably hottest starts in franchise history. This is an absolutely fantastic run that the Angels are on right now. A lot of fun to watch them. Of course, Reed Detmers, no hitter tonight. Absolute blast to watch that as well. I mean, you can't say it enough. I mean, it's a no hitter. Unbelievable. Fantastic night. Congratulations to Reed Detmers and the Detmers family on that. We'll get to the unwritten rules tomorrow. I think when we recap this, I want to break those down a little bit more, because I do weird feeling that something's going to happen tomorrow.
I don't think so. I don't think so. I think it's going to be handled properly. The Rays really don't follow unwritten rules. So it's kind of like no hitting the Giants and, you know, Anthony Rendon doing that against the Giants. If the Giants get upset about it, you lose your mind.
So it's not Gabe Kapler or, you know, people that can't do math about home runs.
Yeah, if Gabe Kapler gets upset about, you know, somebody breaking an unwritten rule, then that's the most ironic thing I've ever seen. So I don't think anything's going to happen, but I think we do need to talk about that maybe one time this week. Maybe we skip a minor league update. We take an entire show to go unwritten rules. I don't know. But unbelievable. I'm going to keep talking about Chad Wallach again with a home run. And just that's such a tough job. Such a tough job.
Never caught Detmers before. Maybe in some spring training, but like never
catching a bullpen. But yeah, just an outstanding job. Really good game plan put together by those two. I really would like to see those guys continue to work together. So I'm hoping that Chad Wallach stays on the big league roster, even if Suzuki comes back, and hopefully Stassi comes back soon. And then, you know, we're choosing between Wallach and Suzuki. And if Wallach's going to continue to help the pitchers get better, then, you know, he's got to be a guy that we rely on as a backup catcher.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we'll probably talk about this more here on our recap series tomorrow. But again, congratulations, Reed Detmers, on the no hitter. Guys, thank you all so much for listening to this podcast here at Talking Halos, again, making us best podcast out there. Follow us on all of our social medias. Click that subscribe button. Angels are off to one of their hottest starts ever, so you can continue to tune in here for constant news and podcast reactions, all that fun stuff with Angels baseball. You can follow myself on Twitter at @Jared_Timms, Nate at @NateGreen34. And guys, thank you so much for listening. Have a great rest of your day.